All right, folks, Trump's reciprocity tariffs are going to continue anyway. And that's the subject of the riff. If you think tariffs came to an end with today's Supreme Court decision, think again. If you think President Trump's whole reciprocal trade policy came to an end, think again. Now, if you think Justice Brett Kavanaugh's dissent was a great idea, well put, you hit the nail on the head. Of course, I'm not a lawyer, but it just seems to me if the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, nicknamed IEEPA, was ruled 6-3 against President Trump's authority to levy tariffs is really a technical matter. After all, the law says that IEEPA can be used to regulate trade, including the use of an embargo. Why would it rule out tariffs, which are, after all, lesser penalties than a full-throated embargo? And as I understand it, when Congress passed IEEPA, it didn't even mention tariffs. So now Justice Roberts offered the full-throated constitutionalist position that only Congress can has the power to tax, and the tariffs are a tax. Therefore, Mr. Trump's tariffs are ruled out of order because the Congress has not explicitly voted them in. Okay, but really, Congress has given chief executives other latitudes in other legislation to impose tariffs, haven't they? Either permanently or even shorter term. And President Trump's going to use Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974, which will let him levy up to a 50% tariff stretching about 150 days. And he's starting to use it today by imposing a 10% tariff on countries that have traded unfairly with us for many, many years. So if he can do that, but they won't let him do IEEPA, seems like a technical argument to me, full of sound and fury, but signifying nothing. Then under that same Nixonian trade law, Mr. Trump does have the option to use Section 301, which is based on unfair trading practices, including currency manipulation, or Section 232, which is the ability to use tariffs to deal with national security threats. And you can bet he will employ both of them, which he says are even stronger than IEEPA. Take a listen.
The good news is that there are methods, practices, statutes, and authorities, as recognized by the entire court in this terrible decision, and also as recognized by Congress, which they refer to, that are even stronger than the IEEPA tariffs available to me as President of the United States.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. Anyway, this all brings me to another related point, and that is President Trump frequently used tariff negotiations as a means of conducting foreign diplomacy. His recent deal with India, for example, to reduce the tariff from 50% to 18% if they stopped buying Russian oil is a perfect example of his hand-in-glove interaction of tariffs and diplomacy. So why the Supremes would wish to interfere with that is beyond me. Now, even though the Supremes didn't even mention it, the Treasury Department can return a couple of $100 billion in tariff revenues through the Bureau of Fiscal Services without really any problems. Oddly enough, the Supremes didn't even say a word about it. So after all this rigmarole and SCOTUS rigmarole and legal beagle stuff, I don't know, nothing really changes. Mr. Trump is fighting for trade reciprocity to level the playing field and to rejuvenate the American economy and to attract investment money into this country from all around the world. The Supreme Court cannot stand in his way. This is just the beginning of President Trump's